So the Coach was the only place that had entertainment on Sundays.
Everybody went to the Coach just because it was kind of a place to meet people.
I remember at the Coach in the 80s, a couple of times guys rode horses into the bar. And everybody, you know, went wild. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's great. And the horse is walking down the length of the inside of the building. And there's a beam, you know. And just clocked the guy.
People, actually, at that point, there was the hippies and the cowboy thing going on.
We used to have a lot of fun joshing with the cowboys. I had fairly long hair then, and, you know, I was one of the hippie kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there was haircut with pocket knives.
These were real cowboys. This was not Nashville. There'd be a fight, I swear, every single Sunday night. You could expect it to happen at some point. And when there's a fight, we just keep on playing music. Music would soothe the savage beast.
There was gunshots in the parking lot. And Jonesy was the bartender. And I didn't even know, but he had a .357 under the bar. I guess one shouldn't be surprised. So he grabbed his gun and he literally vaulted over the bar. And he runs out the door. I mean, I think he'd been waiting for this moment ever since he started bartending there.
He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
You know, I remember the dances sometimes as just being totally independent of that. And when the Stagecoach Band started, it was Ron Scott.
He wanted country music at the Stagecoach. He said, I want to start something up on a Sunday night.
He sets up his stuff and gets on his stool and strums a big chord and says, welcome to the Stagecoach Bar. And
the tables disappeared. We became amplified and the dance scene started in.
He's in the jailhouse now.
But it was great fun.
And it was a ragtag assemblage of people.
And it's evolved into a unique series of friendships and relationships between unlikely people.
I think as I got older, I maybe concluded that people weren't necessarily going to the Stagecoach on Sunday night to get drunk. They're going for the unique social connection, a two-step or two. Or five.
We're in the jailhouse now.
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 Anybody who tells you that he got into the music because he was intrigued by the tonal possibilities or the intricacies of the instrument is a liar, and you shouldn't listen to anything else he says. You get into it because there's the possibility of running into girls. Did I meet Mom? She was a waitress, I was a musician. That's actually a match made in, well, it was made in Teton Village.
I ride in the rodeo and I live in Jackson.